It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Iraqi army assault on the country's most powerful Shiite militia continues today. In Iraq's oil-rich southern city of Basra, thousands of Iraqi security forces have been trying to dislodge the militia loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is overseeing the offensive against Sadr's forces. Reports from the scene say that the operation is not going well, and one indication of that is that Maliki has canceled plans to attend an Arab summit in Syria this coming weekend. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins us on the line now from Baghdad. And Lourdes, tell us what you know about the fighting down in Basra.
Well, the clashes continue to be fierce today. Residents that we've spoken to are reporting close fighting in at least three neighborhoods. We know for now that the Mehdi army is still controlling large areas of Basra. Some reports say 40, some reports say 50%. And the Iraqi forces seem to be in certain areas outmanned and outgunned. We've also heard reports of Iraqi police and army units taking off their uniforms and joining the Mehdi army. We don't yet know how widespread this is, but certain units who are from Basra have joined, it seems, the other side. We're also hearing that Iraq's oil installations in Basra have been affected. There's been an attack on one of the pipelines, and the refinery may have shut down. When I use the word may, maybe, it seems, it's very hard to get accurate information. We had today Major General Abdelaziz Mohammed Jassim, who's the Ministry of Defense Director of Operations, give a press conference to the Baghdad Press Corps. He says that everything is misinformation and that the fight is going well. They say that any bad news is completely wrong. So we're hearing from our local stringers and the residents that we talked to one version of the story. And for now, the Iraqi government is giving a very different version of the story.
And I gather you've also been receiving reports of a humanitarian crisis there.
We called two of the biggest hospitals in Basra, and as of sunrise today, we have numbers that show 262 people killed so far and over 300 wounded. Those numbers include militants and civilians. We don't really have a breakdown of how many militants and how many civilians. Residents say that water and electricity have been cut off. Residents are having trouble getting medical care. The shops are closed. Food is scarce. I spoke to one Basra resident who was on his roof trying to fix the water tank, and he was shot in the leg, and he is still in his house. He's not been able to make it to the hospital yet to get medical care. One small example of what is happening, he says, across the city there.
And what about Baghdad? What's the situation there?
We've heard shooting and rocket fire and mortar rounds, Renee, from the early morning here. The situation is extremely tense. Let's start with the vast Shiite slum of Sadr City. There was a large demonstration today where they burned an effigy of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, chanting for his overthrow. Mehdi army members have placed roadside bombs in many of the main streets. They are heavily armed with new weapons and equipment, we are hearing. Massed Shiite militia members have been attacking police and army checkpoints in western Baghdad, in another area, from Mansour all the way to Qadamiyah, that's sort of half of western Baghdad where there are clashes right now. In the southwest, in the neighborhood of Shorta, Mehdi army members have been going house to house demanding that men of fighting age join them. So we're seeing an explosion across Shiite areas in the capital.
You know, Lourdes, a political question. Prime Minister Maliki's government is dominated by Shiites. His own coalition was originally formed with Muqtada al-Sadr, and many accuse him of being politically beholden to the cleric. Couldn't this offensive be a sign that the government is serious about taking back the country?
Yes and no. Nouri al-Maliki has staked a lot of political capital on this fight. Basra has been a place that's been completely lawless, and there is no doubt that this operation needed to happen. The militias have been running Basra for quite some time. No, because the Mehdi army and the Sadrists will tell you that they withdrew from the government coalition, and they feel that this attack right now on them has a political dimension. They feel that Nouri al-Maliki is doing it ahead of provincial elections on October 1st because his party and parties allied to him will be facing off against the Sadrists, and they feel that Nouri al-Maliki is trying to weaken them ahead of those very crucial provincial elections on October 1st.
Lourdes, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking from Baghdad.